time to come along. I've got a Joe. I just keep hearing.
You can click on this. Yeah. You see the chat sound on the bottom left hand side and the chat function. And some of the enter key. Just untick them. Untick them.
Sorry, was that down the bottom?
Yeah.
Okay, I can live with that. I can't find it. Okay. Well, thanks very much for coming along. So, just at the start, I'd like to say my thanks to everybody, just in case I forget at the end. First of all, thanks to Joe Gard for inviting me to give this little talk. My first reaction was to say no, you know, but then I realized that, you know, a week ago, that something like this just wouldn't be possible. So in the spirit of saying yes to new things and new technology, I said yes to this. And the talk is going to be about why Ireland is best set to bounce back from the recession quickly. And there's a little bit at the end about why the only thing that's stopping it is the Irish people themselves, which may be contentious enough for a debate. So the other people I'd like to thank are Anna Murahu and Mark Cahill, who are sitting behind me here, for letting me use their social bits office here in WebWorks Galway. We have a fine 11 megabits per second line, and again, something that wasn't possible even 6 months ago. So that's another sort of fantastic new opportunity that we're living in at the moment. A lot of you probably don't know who I am. I spent 25 years as a camera person working news and current affairs, particularly in conflict zones and areas of hostilities, specializing basically in geopolitical issues. I did other things, of course, but they were the main things I was involved in. And it's kind of pertinent to what I'm going to say about my first part. I'm here, I'm just passing through, I'm taking care of some aged relatives at the moment and so on. So that's why I'm here in Ireland, just for this period. Also, I'm going to be speaking with my socialmedia.net hat on. That's edited and published by John Breslin, a lecturer at Galway University, for those that don't know him. And the idea of that site is to basically take a more positive spin on the technological advances and developments that are taking place here in Ireland and in the world. It's not like a tech crunch site or a read-write website where people are going to get slaughtered. And just as a pitch right at the top, I just want to say, you know, if anybody has any ideas for articles or anything they want to say or comment upon, or even just sort of write about what they're doing in the space that's going to build this new future for Ireland, then would be very welcome to hear from you, and might get published even. So that's the title. Again, Ireland is in the ideal position to recover from the recession very quickly. And the only thing holding things up is that the Irish people can't see themselves. It's the broad title of the talk. Okay, slightly provocative, and you know, part of it is actually link bait, so it has to be said there. But it's also very true. I'm going to talk about 15 minutes from the first part, and then maybe 5 minutes later for the second bit, so we won't be too long. The first part, I'm going to talk about four things. That's stability, education, infrastructure, and technology. Stability. Stability is actually, from my experience of the world and my experience of going to various other places in the world, stability is like a holy grail. It's the thing that people can use most in their lives to plan and think forward. And what disruption causes, what hostilities cause, what civil unrest causes, is a lack of stability. Here in Ireland, things have become were very bad last year. It doesn't need me to tell you how bad they were. But you lost your banks, the institutions that people in any society place the deepest trust in, have all let you down. The banks, the government, the police, the Garda, and the church. We won't rehash any of that. But for a society like Ireland, or any country at all, to lose so many of its major trust and faith in so many of its major structures, it's like